go ahead and call the Casper Mosquito Abatement District Board of Trustees meeting to order. April 25th at 7 p.m. I'm Joe Hanson, representing Cornish.
Sierra Bradley, clerk.
Richard Rigby, manager.
Craig Hidalgo, Clarkston.
David Wood, Amalga.
Kermit Price, Millville.
Paul James, Hiram.
Gregory Shannon, Nibley.
Craig Rigby, Newton.
Wade Campbell, Smithfield.
Ned Simper, Lewiston.
Brian Myers, Mendon.
Kim Hatch, Trenton.
Thank you. Welcome. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda.
Paul James, I move that we adopt the agenda.
David Wood, second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion, questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Hey, I want to make it known, last month was the first month that I've ever missed a meeting in 19 years.
No, in the minutes it says 14.
Well, since as a manager, it's been 14.
So we need to correct that.
Manager-wise, it's been 14, that is correct, but when I was on the board, I never missed it either, so.
And you've never been sick?
You gotta remember where I work. I work in a petri dish, so.
You're immune to everything. Good.
Knock on wood.
Right. Do I get the three who just came in? Name and town.
Go ahead.
Dave Gavin, Hyde Park.
David Coons, Providence.
Don Shepherd, Richmond.
Okay, review and approve minutes for March 28th, 2024.
Craig Hidalgo moves that we approve the minutes of March 28th.
Have a motion, do I hear a second?
Wade Campbell, second.
We have a motion, second. Any discussion, questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Tax increase discussion.
Right there.
Okay, we met. I've been working on this since our last meeting. I've come up with some recommendations for the board to consider. Basically, what I've looked at is the last 17 years' accomplishments. One, the major accomplishment has been a new CMAT building. We've implemented the use of drone technology, maintained competitive labor rates. And as I look back through the years, what it basically means is we've absorbed, since we began, in 2007, a 33% increase of labor rates in 17 years. We've been able to absorb that and still remain competitive. We've been rotating chemicals to combat resistance and pricing to keep our budget where it's been. We've maintained vehicle equipment to increase longevity and resale value. We've increased coverage to accommodate population growth in excess of 140,000 people, which means several new subdivisions, drainage ponds and everything else we've went out and found and taken care of within the existing budget. Some of the things, and this is just what I've looked at, I welcome any input from anybody else to list accomplishments. It's gonna be imperative that we get some good detail down, data down for when we do the tax meeting. Some of the accomplishments, then I looked ahead. Looking ahead, I've looked at some things we've got to maintain and continue on is competitive labor rates. When McDonald's is paying $20 an hour, and we're not going to get people. So we've really got to really keep looking at our competitive labor rates. Chemical prices are going to continue to increase. In the last 6 years, it's been a 33% increase, and in the last year alone, it's 100%. So front fuel prices, as we can see, are going to continue to increase. Utility vehicle pricing has went up 30% over the last 2 years alone. Chemical usage in other communities impacting resistance and chemical choices. We've got to take a look at that and see what we can do to coordinate with those communities to get it so we're not having to use more expensive chemicals. Equipment replacement. We are eventually, as we get out of the trial stage, we're going to need a larger drone that carries a greater payload. to be, to help really cut into our labor costs. We're gonna need new foggers, backpack sprayers, things that we've been repairing and fixing and getting longevity out of are no longer viable to keep repairing. It's time to start turning over some of them and getting new ones. Growth is gonna be our biggest issue, leading to likelihood of spraying 5 nights a week instead of just what we do. We may need to start at some point some shift work, which is gonna increase our labor costs. During height of mosquito season, we might need to have some capability to contract for some plane coverage to reduce the amount of manual labor that we have going out in the fields. So those are things we need to look at. And IT federal and state requirements, such as .gov, is going to drive additional costs. The state of Utah will start to micromanage a lot of the communities, and we're going to start micromanaging the districts as well. So we need to be aware of that, and cognitive those impacts to our district. So after having looked at that, let's just go to the certified tax rate.
Okay. Let me...
What I've been studying, can you blow that up a little
bit?
Yep,
he's getting there. I don't know.
I've been keeping track of this now for the last 3 years. And basically what I come to, as you can see in the yellow under B8, we've averaged, last year was a 2.7% increase. So I basically said, okay, if we got 2.7% increase in taxes last year due to population, chances are very good we'll get at least that this year. So I just added that in there. And then on top of that, my recommendation is going to be a $100,000 tax increase. We'll talk about that in a minute. But as you can see on the two lines that we have merging there, the blue bars are our actuals. In 2020, when we had the COVID, everything just kind of slowed right down and come to a stop. But ever since 2020, we've been hitting above or right on our estimate tax rate. Not our actual tax rate, and there's a difference. For those who don't know, we have a PTIF account. That PTIF account has been noted to be our savings account. It's really not. That is our operating budget account. With the additional non-used revenue is what we classify as our savings. So we need to recognize that our PTIF, even though we've got a balance there of, it's not shown, we've got a balance there of $433,000. That $433,000 includes our operating budget. And there was a lot of misunderstanding, I believe, a few years back. Why don't we just pay off the building? Well, that's why, because that's our operating budget as well. If you were to take our operating budget for this year, if we used every penny of it, we'd be in problems. We wouldn't have the money to cover. So what I basically looked at, go back up if you would, is I basically said, okay, if I add 2.7% to 394 and then $100,000, the $41,000 on the fee and capital, those are things we get from some other taxes that we get, plus sales of vehicles and stuff like that. We're gonna come in at $545,000. And if you look at our bar right now, this year, last year alone, we come in under or over budget by $24,000. So we're gonna have to absorb that this year. So that's why I'm recommending to the board, if you go to the first tab, I'm recommending to the board that we approach a $100,000 tax increase, which would be a 25% tax increase, which would be about a $3 tax increase per household. At first, I was thinking maybe we could trim that down to 50, but if you go back to the graph.
Do you have to say an amount? Why can't you just propose a $3 increase per household?
Well, it'll be a mill levy.
It'll be a mill levy.
So it'll be like 0.001 something.
This is not my file. This is what the county requires we submit under.
25% is like nothing.
So it is, it's like nothing. My tax increase for my community is 100 and something. So as you can see, we're gonna have to do that in order to go back to the charts, in order to maintain what we're gonna be at in the next few years.
A couple of threes to get caught up.
So.
Is there any forecast on what the chemical costs are gonna do over the next few years? Are they up to just stay here, or are they gonna just gonna keep?
No, I think they're gonna continue to increase.
Yeah, the.
This is no, by no means can we go another 17 years. We are gonna have to start looking at that every 5 years. We cannot no longer go like we did before. We're gonna start looking at this more realistically, and I'd recommend every 5 years.
What is our tax rate right now? Does that say? I can't read.
Click under, I think it's on.
Go back to the chart, yeah, CMAT.
The CMAT chart there, the
tab.
0.00.
Current one is 0.00042.
Yeah, yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, it's.
And it'll go from that to 0.00053.
Yeah, 3 zeros and a 53.
4 zeros.
Four zeros.
Yeah.
We haven't ever raised it, have we?
2007.
2007.
2007.
When you have new subdivisions come in and the population goes up and new households, the amount of money you get coming into the Mosquito Abatement District Board, that goes up by every household a little bit too, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's why we've been as successful as we have.
Okay.
Is the growth has helped us offset what we've been experiencing. But as you can see, by the cost of everything and what's going on,
it's not keeping up.
Yes.
It's not keeping up anymore.
That's the challenge. I mean, just the chemicals, it's been so much money.
I mean,
and
I can't
cost
last
of everything.
Year.
Yeah, my 4-wheelers used to cost me $9,500. That's on a state bid. This year's was $15,000. So, and we rotate them every 3 years, so it's.
Wages,
frankly,
utilities.
Cache Mosquito Abatement District's done a fantastic job at managing and living within what they've been given. But I believe now at this point, outlying factors are now starting to impact what we can do. It's going to impact our mission, what we can do for our mission in the future. We're not going to be able to continue to do what we're doing if we don't do something about it.
And the growth is part of the growth. So Nibley City, up till like 2-3 years ago, I could take a fogger and do Nibley, Millville, and Providence all in one night. Nibley's grown so much now that it's, and I can't even, we've got a, every 2 weeks we're in different spots of it with Nibley because it's so big. I just,
and it's not stopping.
It isn't. And, you know, out there by where I teach in Smithfield, that's growing. Out there by the temple.
We haven't seen anything yet out there.
I know. There's supposed to be some more. And, but, yeah.
And when you say night, I just for curiosity's sake, when you're out for a night, is that an 8-hour shift at night, or is that?
It just depends. So, when we fog, we have to wait till 30 minutes after sunset so the bees are in. Once that starts, and then we go. So, it averages about 5 because as the temperature drops, the mosquitoes kind of go away too, and they've got to be up and flying. So I just can't go. If I'm driving down this road, if it's not warm enough for them to be up, I'm just wasting it.
Okay.
So the latest we go, and this is usually in June, not 1st of July, because your daylight's so late, we'll go about 2:30, and then as the daylight starts to drop down, we'll be done by midnight or so, but we start earlier as well. So, yeah, but with fogging, there's a lot of variables too. We can't, for those who are new, we can't spray if the it's over 10 miles an hour, the wind. There's got to be a little bit of wind, and it's got to be 50 degrees. So that's why I don't spray now. We're getting a few calls, but it's not going to do us any good. Because we'd start spraying and then it would drop below 50 degrees.
Right.
And so, it's got to be, and then it only travels about 300 feet. So our main source of what we do is larviciding, and 70% of what it is larviciding. So when it goes to this year's budget has been the adulticide, so far, because we've had to change up our chemical, but, and I've been able to hold on to some of the older larvicide, but trying to find that, the larva in standing water and then treating that water is more bang for the buck because you can kill thousands where fogging, it works, but if they're not up flying and they're sitting in the grass or something like that, you're hitting a few, but not like
the larva. The larva treatment, you can do that in the day, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's what we do during the day.
That's what they do with the drone too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
So a couple of questions being new. In the past, has the tax rate always been held, or has the effective tax rate gone down as population has grown?
It's gone down.
Okay, so the board hasn't helped.
The way I understand it, and Craig, you might know this better, is in 2007 we set the tax rate, and so that tax rate gave us this amount of money.
Correct.
And as the population went up, that we still get that same amount of money.
Well, the tax rate is adjusted every year through truths and taxation.
Right.
Correct.
You'll get more money because the way growth comes, but the
effective tax rate falls.
The tax rate will adjust according to whatever the state says.
Yeah. According to the growth.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
that's the same question you asked. Yeah, according to the growth, yeah, those additional homes bring base into us.
But the rate goes down as the homes increase. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So you basically pay the same amount of tax.
Correct.
See, in the almost 20 years that I've paid on my taxes, I've been within between $8 to $10 a year on my property taxes for the mosquito abatement.
Okay, next question. We have a building, I guess, sorry, I'm, like I said, new.
You're good.
A little bit.
You drive by it.
Where is this at?
So you know where the Hyde Park light is?
Yes.
Take a, go towards
west.
The west towards the airport.
Okay, you're into the road plane there?
Two blocks in, there's the Hyde Park City maintenance
shop.
Sheds.
Yep.
We're right to the south of them.
Okay.
So you can go there. You might not be able to get in, but because right now I'm not in there very often, but.
Okay. Do we do any, like, we talked about fuel costs increasing. Do you have any on-site bulk fuel storage?
We talked about that a couple of years ago, and Joe, I'll let you talk to that. Why we?
What if I don't remember back then?
That's why I told you. You can do it.
We talked about it recently because I was here for that too, but I don't remember.
Well, there's a lot of reasons, and there's some pluses and minuses. Like you could fill your tanks up today at $4 a gallon, and then all of a sudden it goes down. It's pretty volatile.
Well, so here's what I would say. I fill up my bulk tanks personally at $2.30 a gallon in February.
Mm-hmm.
My tank cost me $2,400 2.5 years ago. Do the math there. I've paid for a good portion of my tank this year alone. That's one thing we got Smithfield City to do at Public Works and where I'm employed. We, matter of fact, Hall Oil owns the tanks, mm-hmm. and they fill them. I don't. That's something. 500,000 gallon tank, you run into some regulations, you have to put it, you know, basically off.
Right. Insurance was a big reason.
And, you know, that's why maybe you don't want to go with a 1,000 gallon tank, but most insurance carriers aren't going to bulk at a 500 gallon tank.
What kind of a program are we using now? Credit card with a...
Yes. So we both, Sierra and I, have a credit card.
Where do you, what's it, if you don't mind me asking, is it like Maverick or something?
Well, for fuel, we got the fleet service to the state of Utah, so
okay. That's
what we use there. But for our everyday needs, like if I have to go get parts and stuff, it's credit card. But yeah, through the we have it through fleet services through the state of Utah for the fuel.
Right.
Unfortunately, back to your question, you're absolutely right. That's easy to come in and make those statements. But the problem we've had along the line, like I said, we haven't raised taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an operating plan out there that we're trying to stick to.
You,
and that has been one of the drivers that says, no, the infrastructure and the insurance and everything we've got to do right now would be more expensive if we continue on the way we are. In the future, with the tax increase and some of this other stuff, mm-hmm. we can look at that and say, okay, this is going to be more logical than what we're doing right now.
And that's what I'm suggesting, or thinking this in some conjunction.
Right, and that's something we would consider down the road. But,
yeah.
I appreciate your insight.
That's regrowth.
the decisions, that's been discussed, and that's part of the reason we held off on doing something like that. We haven't not decided not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We've just said, okay, the infrastructure, the additional cost would take too much out of us right now.
So the upfront cost to get it set up.
I get what you're saying, and that's, we've dealt with the same thing in Smithfield. They didn't raise property taxes for almost 20 years. Kind of hoses us when it comes to trying to keep up with what's going on right now. So we're playing catch up too.
Mm-hmm.
But these are things we've done there to manage costs as well as raise tax rates, like Mr. Hidalgo was saying.
Yeah.
So Craig, with the fleet card, do we have to pay road tax?
I think
so. See, so you'd get about the same price through the fleet card in the city.
Not if you buy it in February.
Right. Well, I have 2,000 gallon tanks, and I buy 500 a week, so it's pretty volatile.
Yeah, I don't know the volume of fuel we're using, but it's probably that usage.
Good suggestion.
Mm-hmm. And that's never been off the table, because every two or three years we bring talk about it, but it's, I think, what, like we've talked, is that we just haven't had the upfront to put it all into it. And then
you ever figure out how many gallons you go through in a year?
And I can look on the website, but I haven't looked at it for a while.
Yeah.
Another thing is, how do we track what's using what? When we have a bulk tank.
Yeah, that was good. How does Smithfield?
We have you can get a cheap version, or you can spend thousands of dollars on a computerized version, but just write it down and log what you're putting in. Mm-hmm. Smithfield, because the fire department fuels there too, ambulances, it's all computerized.
Check your tanks.
Are we on topic with tax increase?
Yes.
No.
So I think we need to stay with our agenda, just keep moving with what we have. If we need to discuss other options, I'd rather we stay with the agenda.
Good point. Anything else on tax increase?
No, that's what I've done so far. I've now turned over to the board and Sierra and Richard, and they can go ahead and finish it off. But that's what I've come up with. That's my recommendation.
Good.
So the board can look at it from there.
When do we have to have these numbers to the county?
Did you follow up with her?
I didn't. And as soon as you said that, I went, oh no.
I
want to say June.
Did you set a time for our public hearing?
I was going to bring that.
We've had to change that, by the way, and she'll be talking now.
Yes. Let me pull up
because
my
the new state regulations. As most of you know, our last election cycle caused some grief with several people. So with this tax increase and the mailings and everything else, they're being very rigid on what they're allowing us to do.
I swear I sent it.
So you want to just do that in your report?
Yeah, I could. I just figured I'd pull it right here while I was at it.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Let me blow this up.
So the information I'm providing you today is just a precursor for our discussions and feedback from board members, recommendations from board members. That's all this is. It's not a vote. We're not taking a vote. We're not approving anything tonight. It's just providing the information I promised I'd provide.
Yeah. So if it's the same as last year, I had to get all the numbers in June.
Yep, you will.
So.
And that, the reason we're doing that, for your information, is if we do it in June, it costs us $6,000. If we wait until after that, it's $15,000.
So, dates to go. So September 26th will be our budget hearing for CMAD to declare that we need to increase taxes. And this is where it's different for November. Because we have to wait 10 days after they mail out the notices, we can't hold it on that.
We were going to hold on the second Thursday.
We can't hold it on that 14th because they'll mull it. That will be too early. So our November meeting will have to be moved to the third Thursday, which is November 21st. So make a note of that. So we'll start our tax increase hearing starting at 7, where a resolution will be passed approving the tax increase, and then we'll close the meeting and start our regular board meeting right after. So that is the biggest thing, is November 21st is the third Thursday of November instead of our normal second. And then December, our December meeting will approve the 2025 budget plan.
When's Thanksgiving? Isn't that usually the third?
It's the fourth Thursday. No, we're all going to have it on Thanksgiving. Sorry, people.
We're going to have Thanksgiving.
So it's November 21st this is all happening?
Yes. It's our tax increased hearing that the public will be invited to, that probably will have some, and then right after will be our regular board meeting.
2007, we had somebody come, and then they realized they're in the wrong tax meeting. They apologized and laughed, so
guess we'll see.
It's that same way.
Okay.
So,
are we good with the tax increase discussion?
Thank you, Craig, for all the hard work you put on that. That's pretty nice. A lot of Richard's work. Good information.
Yes.
Okay, Open and Public Meetings Act Amendment.
Okay, so, we sent it all out. I sent the actual, because last week we talked, last month we had the hiccup where one of the other managers from another mosquito abatement district said that we couldn't get together and discuss at all. But I don't know if you had any thoughts, if you guys read the House bill. Craig was mentioning that you could discuss it with two of you, but once you have three, it becomes a quorum, and then that's when you can't discuss.
That's for a municipality.
No, I think a quorum is... the city council's at three.
Is it three?
Yeah, it's for three for a municipality. Yeah.
Okay.
Because what I understand from this, what we checked with our attorney, was for a municipality, if you have three people discussing this, that's a quorum. Where you can actually impact a vote. So I would assume the same thing is meant for us as a board.
Well, what's our quorum? How many is on the board?
Nine is a quorum. So if you had, what they're trying to do is they're trying to prevent nine individuals to get together and discuss this and ramrod it through. So that's what the purpose of this is. And they're basically saying you need to change your, to make sure that people understand. If you have a quorum, you better not be discussing business. And that's not
coffee.
This is just something that came up, or they?
This just came up in the last.
For us or for?
For everybody.
Well, there's always been.
There's always been
a ruling on the quorum. On a quorum.
Yeah.
It has to be publicized. If you're going to meet, if you're going to have at least three council people
and talk about mosquito abatement,
you need to publish it.
Yeah,
and advertise.
Yeah,
that's open public meetings training. They'll talk this in that.
So, I don't know. Ryan did say that we should maybe just put a sentence in there about not discussing things with a quorum. I don't know what we want to add to our policy.
I don't know. I think you should just adhere to the local. The resolution.
Okay, so just leave our policy as our.
Follow all their rules, not just that.
Yeah, I mean, so we could put it in ours. Yeah. That wouldn't mean anything if they changed the policy.
Okay.
That's the policy. So I think rather than changing ours,
we
just state that we'll follow it. And we have to by law.
Like all the other ones, so.
Okay.
I just think it's a matter of training to the board, as all this is, and they'll get it in their trainings. Act that they have to do every year, it'll state the same stuff. So,
okay, that's
important.
Huh? It's still cool enough that we haven't had to worry about anything. I've got enough stuff right now that if it gets too warm or whatever, we can start. Hopefully, we've got another month before we have to get anything. I have a full crew. I got the last two last week. Some kids that are coming home from college and a couple that are coming back, so. That's always my worry this time of year, is finding somebody that wants to work and will work, and I think I've got a good crew coming.
What about your drone pilot?
I got, he is the president of the drone club up at Utah State, so. And I actually, because he doesn't have any experience, I got him cheaper than last year, so. So, yeah. And Sierra was going to talk about it, but we are now official. Our website is .gov, so it's www.cachemosquito.gov. Tuesday we finally got that taken care of. Sierra and my email is now .gov as well. I changed mine from the CMAT 84318, which to me was just kind of, I don't know why we ever went with that. But anyway, now it's r.rigby@cachemosquito.gov, and Sierra's will stay CMAT, just so that, because that's the one that most people will email, you know, like no sprays and things like that. We figured CMAT, kind of like the general information one that worked there. But we're still looking in to see if that we have to get the boards the .gov as well. And if we do, the cost is going to go up, because just for Sierra and I, through our email through Google is $750. So we're paying, you know, $14, but that's $14 a month. You had 17 other individuals on there a month. The cost
so
is
doesn't our, website providers, don't they have an email platform?
No, they host our, so we were able to get rid of West Host, because they are holding our domain, and we still got the .com, so if somebody does
it just forwards to
the .gov, yes, but they do not hold the emails. And did we even ask them if that's an option?
We did, and they said they don't.
Okay.
That's why we had to stay with Google.
Yeah. So.
That it? Okay, quick report.
In all of your envelopes is your trustee compensation for the first quarter, so make sure you cash those. Grab your envelopes if you haven't. I talked about make sure you put in your calendar for November 21st. You talked about the website. I think that's...
Okay. Review and approve bills.
So this is where we're standing on Zion's is that, and our PTIF as of today is that. And then there is our bills, user personnel. We got the chemical costs. All chemicals all got paid for this year. Operation
up
site.
At this point, we have Clark's on there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The equipment, that's the fogger, new fogger we got. And the drones, that's the new trailer to carry the drones. Compensation, phones, office. Everything else is about the same.
Versaris, we haven't got Versaris on there yet.
Okay, we'll add that.
That will come, but that's going to be the control. So,
what will that be, you think?
It'll be, I got it on a spreadsheet, but I don't remember.
Do I hear a motion to pay bills?
Well, James, I assume you pay the bills.
Kirby Shannon, second.
Our motion is second. Is there any questions, discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Is there anything we need on the agenda for next meeting? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion that we adjourn.
Dave Gather, move to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second. Wait, Dave.
We got a motion and a second. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
So you asked.
Sierra, maybe I'll do this forward. Her email, .gov, I'm new, and I have email everything out from that.
Yeah, we are, I switched it, so when it does, it's like my alternative, I'm still getting everything.
Yeah, you should.